Now, there's probably a couple items that, one that I cannot vote to approve right now due to I'm waiting for more opinions on. It's not that I'm against the concept, I'm waiting to, for opinions so that I can in my own self believe it's the right thing to do. As Commissioner Sheila White.
Approval of accounts payable.
I'd make a motion to approve accounts payable checks number 457532 through 457570. And that's all that I can prepare to make a motion for accounts payable at this time.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve three transfers and journal entries.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
All opposed? Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 23rd, 2019 and December 24th, 2019.
I move to approve December 23rd of 2019. Previous minutes.
Second discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
On here it says Commissioner Wyatt moved to file and handle the traveler's commercial insurance application. Didn't say anything in there where we talked about making sure we could utilize the attorneys we wanted to utilize. So does that need to be written in this, or just keep that as the recorded portion? That's up to you. Because I remember you saying something about matter of record, I thought, but maybe not.
It can be a matter of record, the motion to approve to so that we would have liability insurance by January 1st, 2020. And that's been processed. I believe it might be in accounts payable today.
It just didn't say anything on there as far as what we had discussed as far as...
Yeah, because it probably wasn't part of the motion, but it could be added to the minutes.
That's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it added if you want. I know they've been checking on that, on whether one can or not.
Is it fine just being part of the recording, knowing it was discussed? And... Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And that was just the 23rd?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Move to approve commission minutes, regular session minutes for December 24th, 2019.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
Kind of the same issue is on the motion, and I know that we normally are just putting the vote and the motion in. And the motion, 24th, okay. Where it says Commissioner Williams moved to give a 2%, and it's referred to as cost of living. Raised to all employees paid by Tannehill County. As you know, there's much discussion on that. And the vote was AA and nay. And once again, and just like the other, I guess they could listen to the audio of it and see the reason for that.
And that's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fielder agreement. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, party. Looks like this is with Mr. Stiller. Stilly?
Cole W. Stilly.
Cole Stilly on 6323 Blair Ridge Road.
Move to approve the filtered agreement by and between Cole W. Stilly and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments. Board of adjustments. Looks like we have two terms that expired December 20th. 29th, or December of 2019. We have applicants. One, two, three, four. Looks like five applicants.
No.
The Board of Adjustments is not township driven.
Right.
But we try to make it diversified. Huh?
Move to appoint Rick Caudill to the Board of Adjustment starting January of 2001.
Of when?
Or 2020, excuse me. January 1, 2020. I'm trying to find...
23.
Is it a...
4.
Okay, to 23.
If the motion's to December 31st, 2023...
Yes, that's
right. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Is there two appointments on there or one?
Trent Edwards is the other one that is up. There's several applicants there. I had spoken to her administrator and was told that Mr. Edwards was doing a good job. You gentlemen may know some of the others. I don't
know. Move to reappoint Trent Edwards to the Board of Adjustment starting January 1st, 2020 through 12/31 of 2023.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Planning and zoning.
It also is a four-year term, and
Is George wanting to be on it again?
I had asked him at one time, and he indicated like he thought he would, but he did not go and fill an application. So we're really going through the applicants, and that is township-driven. I didn't find any applicants in that.
That's why I was wondering, in that township.
I couldn't find any. No. One of them I couldn't find to know what township they were in. They didn't fill it out. But it doesn't look like by their address that they would be there. I would move to appoint Howard Kitchen, who's serving for Scott Township, from January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2023.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
And I guess we could let it be known that we have an opening for Big Creek Township.
For Big Creek Township, yeah.
On PNC.
I know Scott was, we'll get with Scott and see if he gets with George and see if he wants to do it.
I talked to him too today.
George, he wanted to do it, so.
Yeah.
Or willing to serve again. Mm-hmm. I think they're tired of getting beat up.
He wanted to know how soon before we got traditional.
Right.
Planning.
Board appointments, park board.
Once again, for the paper's benefit, we need people willing to serve on the park board.
Got two applicants, it looks like.
Is there five openings?
Five positions need to be.
They've been unable to have a meeting, I think, the last time or two, because I move to reappoint Jack Harrison for the Park Board for a 3-year term. So that would be 22, January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then I move to appoint Jerry Adams to the Cheney County Park Board, January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And we have two openings on that. Actually,
should be three openings.
Three openings.
Three.
Yeah, three openings.
Board appointments, development, developmental connections, SB 40.
Now, did Max go ahead and retire?
He is retiring. I don't know when it's effective. I sent him an email and asked if he had any one that had showed interest in, because as you see, Brenda White is the only one that's filled out to be reappointed. And he said he would talk to them, but I've not heard back.
Move to appoint Brenda White to the Developmental Connections SB 40 Board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I say it's just for the term available.
Yeah.
Animal Control Jurisdictional Agreement with Village of Saddlebrook. A letter dated December 19, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, who's reviewed the above agreement by and between the Village of Saddlebrook and Taney County. The agreement's effective date of signing to December 31st, 2020.
Who to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Village of Saddlebrook.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sorry, Sherry, did you want to say something?
Sherry, did you have any comment
Sherry,
in regard
have,
to that?
I'm sorry, I didn't see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have anything you want to say, or you go ahead?
No.
Have you had any calls over there since
we've taken in one dog.
One?
Yeah. So it's gone fairly soon.
Okay. And it came from Taney County side.
Pardon?
And it came from Taney County side.
Yes.